Jalen Green is having a baby with Drea Michele. Jalen Green and Drea Michele face ongoing criticism. The focal point of this critique revolves around the substantial age gap between the 22-year-old NBA prospect and the 39-year-old Michele. Despite Michele dealing with allegations of being a predator just last week, she still took to Instagram to announce that they're expecting their first child together. "We are thrilled to share our love with you, little girl," she explained.
Welcome to a bonus edition of that Lunchroom Chatter Podcast. Y'all know what time it is. This is Dad.
Brand new LCP.
On this special bonus, I want to talk about age gaps. Do age gaps really matter? Does social media make a big deal about age gaps because they simply need something to talk about? But I don't mean to break some of you guys' hearts, but age gaps are always going to exist in the world of dating. That's something, it's not going nowhere. Now, again, I'm not advocating for age gaps. This bonus episode is not me advocating saying that I think people should date. I am simply saying that they are unavoidable. A lot of you guys' parents have age gaps. Because I will say, as we get older, as we become adults, age gaps, they happen. Like I said, me, I'm 35 years old, and based on my life and my life experiences, you know, if I was to go outside today and let's say I met a woman, let's say she was 48, 49, even 50, 51 years old. And we outside and, you know, she had a youthful spirit. She was great. And there was a kind of connection. And we both are single. I might entertain her. And again, I'm 34 years old. And I would entertain the right woman who was 50, especially if she was mature and she kept herself youthful. Again, I'm not talking about now if you 50 and you just 50 and sloppy because you ain't take care of yourself. But now, if you're 50 and you still got a nice, young, youthful spirit, you still look great, and you carry yourself with a mature vibe, I don't know. I might entertain. And again, that would be a 16-year age difference. And again, people would say, you know, she's a predator. How dare you prey on this young man who's old enough to be your son? Not knowing that I said I am okay with that, especially if she has the maturity. Now, I know Andrea and Jalen's situation is different because she's 39 and I believe he's 22, but he's grown. Yes, he's younger. Yes, he might not have the maturity as a lot of older men, but like I always say, and like I said on my Instagram, which is Lunchroom Chatter Pod, age don't mean somebody's more mature. A lot of you guys are around my age or close to it, and you could meet a man or woman who's 50 years old and still carry themselves immature in a tacky ass way. On the flip side, I've worked with women who were 24, 25 years old who carried themselves with just the presence of a woman who was 40 because they had a super mature, grown mindset to where it can change things. If we go back maybe 8, 9 years ago, I probably would never entertain even being with the older woman. But as I go through life and I come across women, especially women around my age, and I see how much social media has impacted a lot of people's mindsets and just their mental capacity overall, I might entertain somebody who was older. They might end up with Mr. LCP. I don't know. But now, I got a clip I want to play for you guys. It's about 10 minutes long. Of course, I'm going to pause and kind of interject in between, but it's about a couple who have a 34-year age gap. He's 61 years old and she's 27 years old. And I want you guys to listen to this as they talk in detail about their relationship. Now, he's 61. He's white. She's 27. She's a black woman. And I want you guys to listen to this as they dive into their relationship, talk about how they met, talk about their fear of having that much of an age gap. But also, he said that he entertained her because in her dating profile, she wanted to date an older man. And as a lot of people do, he said, "I shot my shot." He said, "I shot my shot," not knowing what was going to happen. But listen to this story. This page is called Truly. That is T-R-U-L-Y on YouTube. Listen to this as they talk about the 34-year age gap and a lot of the aspects around their relationship. Lock in. Y'all know what time it is. This is Dad.
Brand new LCP.
This is Ronye, and she fell in love with Ronaldo.
People say that I'm a gold digger because of our 34-year age gap.
Ronye was just 19 years old when she began talking to 53-year-old Ronaldo, and they decided to make it official 4.5 years ago. The couple are now married and planning on starting a family together. However, their relationship has been harshly judged.
They all say, oh, you know he's gonna die soon. People saying that I am a bed wench. People upset that he's white and older man, he's 61. Somebody said, I hope he's filthy rich because otherwise, ..
It's cute. It goes nice with your hair today, how your hair is. It gives you that whole, like, what do you call that?
Bohemian.
Yeah, bohemian vibe.
I'm Ronye, and I'm 27.
And I'm Ray, and I'm 61.
How did you meet?
Met online.
Met online.
No. Ronnie's profile said that she liked older guys. And I'm like, well, shoot your shot, dude. She's real pretty.
Yeah, I do.
I had messaged her. We talked a little bit back and forth, and then she agreed to go to dinner.
We found out that we really connected with family. I'm big with family.
I want to pause for a second because as you guys can see, they have a substantial age gap. Like I said, 34 years. 34-year age gap. But a common thing that people say is, people that have an age gap, what exactly do they have to talk about? Look, I'm going to say right now, some of the best conversations that I've had with women and especially coworkers have been with older women. Everybody who I remember from a job has been somebody who has been substantially older than me. Somebody who was 50, even 60. I worked with a woman in the past who was 65 years old, and that was my favorite person to talk to at that job, because me being somebody who's an old soul, somebody who loves to listen to stories and just real topics, she used to always tell me about growing up in the 40s, growing up in the 50s, and a lot of things she went through based on civil rights and just stories from her dad who was a former slave. And those are the stories that I loved. So when I went to work, like, there was a woman there that was, I think I was about 24, 25 at the time, and it was a lot of women at the job who were my age that I simply did not connect with, because all they spoke about was celebrities and a lot of bullshit I don't care to talk about. But I knew once I seen her, once I seen Velma, once we had these conversations, oh my God. Like, she went deep with the conversations. It was great. It was just enlightening. It was just things that, conversations that just I craved. Conversations that I knew I could not have with somebody my age, because of the immaturity a lot of times. And again, all young people are not immature, but a lot of times that immaturity can come off to where if you're not somebody who is addicted to that Instagram, that TikTok, that celebrity era, a lot of it can come off as you don't give a fuck. So people who have a substantial age gap, they can have things that they want to talk about. And I could tell that it was some days where she sought me out. But it was days where, for example, if I didn't come to work because I had something to do, had to go to the doctor, the next day when I came to work, she said, John, I missed you. I was trying to talk to you about something that happened with my granddaughter, because she knew we had that connection. And again, there were people at the job who were around the same age as her, but when something happened, when good news happened, she didn't go to them. She came to me. So people who have a substantial age gap, they can still form a connection and have things and topics and just a similar mindset to where there can possibly be a romantic connection that could form.
He has a family with kids.
Absolutely.
He was interested in my art, me being an artist, and then also modeling.
4.5 years now.
Yeah, married for going on 2 years now.
Yeah, a year and a half now.
Yeah.
We're the antithesis of each other. I'm very much a middle-aged male dresser. I like polo shirts.
I'm a creative artist.
Very much. I run a machine shop, fabricating shop, have for a long, long time. Since I own a small business, we have salesmen come through. And I have several of Ronnie's photos on the wall. And guys will be coming in, they'll be looking, they'll be like, well, that's a really, really pretty girl, do you know her? And I'm like, yeah. I don't elaborate, and they're like, oh, how do you know her? Oh, we're married, you know? And they'll be like, dude, you know?
Today, we are going to be headed over to my friend and the amazing designer, Brandon Vaughn. We're gonna do some shoots of his new fall collection.
Hey, come on in, guys.
How
I'm good.
It was weird because we knew something was going on. And we'd be like, have you seen him? He was like, no. But then we found out about Ray and we was like, oh, okay. And then I met him and I was like, okay.
First of all, they're young and middle age, right? But then they're black and white. So most people are not going to understand that. It totally was a surprise. But she was happy, you know, and that is really all that really mattered. And then I got to know the guy, and the guy was pretty cool. So I was like, let's do this thing.
Give me a hug, baby. Good to see you.
Grab the cutting board. I'll get some cheese. I have four children, twin girls who are 22, a son 16, and I have a younger daughter, she's 13. And they were not as accepting outwardly as they would be face to face, especially with my younger children.
I identify the children as being my stepchildren, but at the same time, I don't want to be a step-parent because I've had a step-parent and I know how that feels.
And I explained it to him. I said, look, Ronnie's not your mom. You have a mom. You have a very good mom. Your mom loves you. You know, wants you to be happy. You know, Ronnie's my wife. They were very standoffish. Not so much anymore. I mean, they've really
turned around.
Yeah. So that makes me feel really.
I want to pause it again because, as he said, his kids were standoffish, and that's something that's going to happen in his late 50s, 60 years old. You're going to have people who give a side eye, like, is she with you simply because of she's trying to mooch off you, like she's trying to get some type of financial gain from you. So of course you're going to have family members have that thought because that is a common thought. Let's say my mom was rich. If my mom was rich and she's wealthy and she wasn't married and she met a man who was 22 years old, I would have that thought. Well, mom, what does he want from you? Mom, do you like him? Like, mom, like what type of connection did you guys form to even have this thing happen? And that's where you have to let time play out, because at the end of the day, they are both adults. So even if this girl's mom was not okay and did not give the approval of her to date him, what is she going to do? Her daughter's a grown-ass woman. And sometimes, as we all know, it's a big fear because my son is only 9, but I know he's going to get to an age where I can't control a lot of aspects of his life. I got to sit back and just hope that he makes the right decision. And then even if he doesn't, I got to hope that the decision he makes isn't one that's going to have a negative, lasting impact on him. That's something you got to go through. But like I said, time is the essence. Time is where you can see, is somebody with you because they actually love and care about you? Or are you a fetish? Or do they simply want to try something different? You're not going to understand until time goes by. And maybe they are faced with having to step up and having to prove in some type of way that they really care about you.
They accept it.
Oh, there it comes.
You don't like my caption?
Yeah.
You're blushing.
You look cute as hell.
Somebody said, I hope he's filthy rich because otherwise, ... Tell me you don't have a father without telling me you don't have a father.
And a lot of people on social media make comments about that. They all say, oh, you know, he's going to die soon.
And again, great part. Now we get to the assumptions. The assumptions that people make, because as we all know, social media can be a very evil place, especially for people who simply go online to critique and judge and bash other people. So as we are hearing them describe now, they are describing a lot of the backlash, a lot of the misconceptions that come when you have a relationship that is a substantial age gap. Like I said, Beyonce and Jay-Z have a 12-year age gap. Jay-Z started dating Beyonce when she was 20 and he was 32. And that is a relationship that is universally accepted as okay, even with the age gap, because it is Beyonce. She can do no wrong. And people like Jay-Z, people like Beyonce. So when people like you, you get a pass. When people don't like you or they think that you're messy, such as Drea, you don't get a pass. And that's why I say social media is very hypocritical. And that's why you can't get caught up in it. But let's finish this out.
You're going to have to take care of me and change my diapers and all that kind
and
of
I'm
stuff.
Like, no, it, when you decide happening. To get married to somebody, you're taking on that anyway, through whether the vows, through sickness.
people making comments about reparations as far as our relationship goes, or people upset that he's white and an older man, he's 61.
They mostly attack like our date night pictures. They attack that, and it's clear from the pictures that we have a good, solid, fundamental relationship. A lot of people is like, oh, well, I have to hate on that. I can't accept that.
I think I turned off the comments because they were so bad. I'm trying to realize that everybody's going to have an opinion about something. You can't help it.
Mother-in-law's coming.
Mother-in-law.
So I have to hide.
My mom, she's 45. So Ray is about 15 years older than her. Mm-hmm.
I am very respectful of her mother because she's her mother. When I made up my mind that I was going to propose to Ronnie, I got with her mother and said, hey, I need to talk with you. I need your blessing, or I'm not going to ask. Without your blessing, you know, I'm not going to ask. I'll be very respectful that way.
I'm interested in seeing and hearing her thoughts about how the narrative went versus ours. I don't think she's aware of how many kids we want.
I am Ray's mother-in-law. Well, initially when Ronnie first told me, she said, Mom, I'm serious about somebody and I want you to meet him. And then she was like, and he's older. And I was like, how much older? And she was like, well, he's older. Initially as a mother, you're just concerned with whoever your daughter dates. She was 19 and she was out in the world young. Her being younger and him being older, I wanted to make sure that this was something that she really wanted to do.
Hey,
yeah.
I know. Hey, baby. Uh-huh. Come on, give me some,
how
too.
How you been?
I've been fine.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
The door.
So when you first met me, what were your concerns about me?
Because of some of the things that I grew up around, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just like a fetish or just you getting a young girl. And, you know, you just wasn't serious about her. And I was like, okay, older than me. Yeah. Let me see. So when I met him, I was like, ooh, he cute. He don't look that old. And I had to get a real good check out. He had on, like, some work clothes. And he kept apologizing for his work clothes. And
I want to pause it because, like I said, you know, as you guys just heard Black Mama say, she said, I met him. Because, of course, he's older than her. And she said, okay, he don't look, like, looks play a huge part in age gaps. She said, oh, okay, he seems cool. He doesn't look that old. As I just told you guys, age gaps matter, especially with looks. Because, like I said, I would date somebody who's 50 years old. I would. If she was mature and she was great, I probably would date her. But like I said, she can't look like she's 50 and she walking around on a fucking crutch in a wheelchair. She had to have kept herself in good shape because we see women out here 60, 65 years old who still mobile, who still be hiking, who still be out and about because they took care of their body. They ate right. And then even then you have to have luck come on your side, you know, no car accidents, no accidents to where they were able to be blessed in age, but still have that youthful spirit, that youthful energy. Let's finish this out. Again, I want to thank you guys, man, for locking in, for tuning in. Like I said, man, over the past couple days, man, I've been seeing a lot about the age gaps and, you know, going through people's Instagram stories, going through, you know, some blog comments as I'm doing my normal content browsing and it's a lot of hatred, a lot of backlash, a lot of anger with age gaps. But I'm like, age gaps, it's something that's unavoidable. Like I said, it's never going away. So when I came across this video, it was something that I knew I had to play on this on the podcast to kind of let you guys hear, even if it's just one couple, you guys can hear a little bit more in depth in relation to how some of these relationships start, some of the problems that people go through, especially if they really do like each other and they have to deal with the public backlash, the judging, a lot of the negative stigmas that come along with that. But let's finish this out, man.
Like, don't apologize because then they'll let me know you a working man.
Everything was a test. everything was a test for us. You know, it's like mom's got to figure out what's going on. Her mom really opened up and said, wow, I didn't really think it was like this. I really didn't know you. I made assumptions. I apologize for that.
I saw the love firsthand. He's down to earth. He cares about her. It's just like, you know, when you meet Ray, you got to either love him or hate him. But I love him because she loves him and he's a cool dude.
Mom, we're going to start trying to have kids.
I'm so glad to hear that because I've been waiting on y'all. I've been waiting on y'all. I want grandkids too.
Yeah.
As far as having children, I mean, we've had presidents that had children when they were 70, 71. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I exercise. I work hard. And I have the longevity card on my side. So I feel good about, you know, I figure if I make it to where I'm 80 and have a child when I'm 62 or 63, they're 18, I've done my job.
I'm so happy to hear that because that was something I was worried about. And I would like for our family to extend beyond where we are at. After we're gone, all of us will have family that is a mixture, it's a mixing pot. You know what I'm saying? And it can potentially erase racism and discrimination.
Mm-hmm. One person at a time.
That's right.
I want to clap it up, man. Like I said, man. Again, you guys can check that out for yourself. They have other couples on there also detailing their stories. Their page is entitled Truly. That is T-R-U-L-Y. That video is called 34-Year Age Gap. I'm not a gold digger. So, man, you guys, man, who stay locked in, who stay supporting that Lunch Chatter Podcast, I want to tell you guys thank you, man, because you guys make this thing possible. You guys make these episodes happen. It is 2:45 a.m. in the morning. I am up recording content because I could not sleep. And I knew, I'm like, man, I've been seeing so much talk on age gaps and the anger and a lot of the negative stigmas around it. Something told me, bro, you can't sleep. Get up, make an episode, try to put some positivity out into the world. And again, people, I know a lot of y'all, you're not going to agree because any age gap is nasty. Not to be messy, but, you know, I went to school with a couple of you guys. I remember a couple of you ladies leaving after school and that older man pulling up in his fucking car and you jumping in that car going to get some fucking ice cream and him taking you to Modell's down the block. Y'all remember Modell's? Gotta go to Mo's. I remember that shit. Gotta go to Modell's. Gotta go to Modell's. I remember that fucking jingle. Some of y'all used to go down the street to Modell's and get those fucking sneakers. And that man used to be 20, maybe 10 years older than you. Y'all was getting in that car after school, going down the street, getting some ice cream and a new pair of sneakers and giving up that ass to this older man. A lot of y'all was giving up that ass to that older man. I ain't forget, man. But you guys, man, who stay locked in, again, you guys who want to support extra, my Cash App is $NYSTORY718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatter Pod. If you love the podcast, tell your mama, your coworkers, your auntie, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor. Shout it from the rooftops. Y'all know what time it is. This is Dad.
Brand new LCP.
Bonus. We out the bitch.